What do you make of this ruling?
Well, there are a couple of issues with this ruling that concern me. The first is our ability to enforce impaired driving. People who are using marijuana and driving a motor vehicle are endangering the public. And this ruling makes it very difficult for us to conduct a search pursuant to evidence of the smell of marijuana in a car. That's going to make it more difficult for us to prove a case in court. The other issue is the logic around the amount of marijuana. So the justices say that small amounts of marijuana have been decriminalized, and that's true. But larger amounts of marijuana have not been decriminalized. The smell of marijuana is an indication of marijuana. It doesn't. There's no way to differentiate how much marijuana. So clearly, the odor of the drug clearly is an indication that the drug is there. So I just don't understand why they would come to this conclusion.
So what would you like to have seen have happen?
Well, I would have liked to have maintained the standard that we've had here in the Commonwealth as long as I've been a police officer, and that we have in every other state in the country, that the odor of marijuana in a vehicle allows us to do a further investigation as to exactly what's going on. I think that's a logical way to deal with it. And if you want to legalize marijuana, then let's legalize it completely. Let's not go bit by bit like this, because chipping away at the law is creating a huge problem for us. This is very, very difficult for us to continue to do very practical things in enforcement to keep the public safe. This isn't about just a small amount of marijuana. There are other factors here that I don't think people are taking into consideration.
So, Commissioner, do you think there was a field test for marijuana, much like the breathalyzer for alcohol, would this ruling have been different?
It's hard to say. It doesn't seem to me that there was any consideration given to impaired drivers in this ruling. The logic and the discussion that in the documents that I've looked at are all around the legalization of very small amounts of marijuana, and that's only part of the story here.
Do you think that there should be some sort of a field sobriety test for marijuana?
Yes, that actually would be very helpful if there was a similar device to the breathalyzer test for marijuana. It would certainly help us in justifying a case against someone who was impaired in the way that they're driving.
All right. I think I'll leave it right there. I appreciate it, Commissioner. Have a great day.